Hit it. The president wants to spy on 200 million Americans without a warrant. Has he read this document, which he was sworn to uphold?
Now, I will not have you libel Abraham Lincoln.
I don't understand the problem with registering guns. We register cars.
Mark Levine brings you the news the government doesn't want you to know.
Today, an explosive story about connections between white supremacists and Islamic terrorists.
When there's a conflict between Scalia's conservative values and the Constitution of the United States, he throws away the Constitution.
And we do have secret prisons. That is not what America's all about.
Let's go to Mark in 5, 4, 3, 2.
to have to define what your enemy is. This is really led up to the assault of Congress. Certain things in a political environment that results are what we have to look at. and what will it mean to them? He did everything he could in his life. Thank you.
once we establish a set of values for health care for all, then I think we can find ways to finance it and find ways to, search the systems that are out there right now that are effective in different countries and just some of the states are trying different strategies. And the fact that people have to wait for health care for an operation in Canada, that's supposed to scare us. People get denied. They have to wait also. So that's one way that people can evaluate what's really true. We get too much real quick information, not even information, sound bites really. And it's all there, it's a little politicized, so it's difficult to know really what the truth is, what the facts are.
You listen to Dialogue, whatever that is, Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Money to go. Next up, we've got Mark Levine and Terry D. Kester. We're having a great time. It's with WPFW 89.3 FM. If you want to get involved tonight, what we're talking about is 6 months of the Obama administration. What do you think, good, bad, and indifferent? 202-588-0893. Dialogue, we're going to Art. Art.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah. He's still in the beginning. situation has changed so dramatically, so drastically, we can't wait for that kind of change. We can't wait for that.
It's not that we have to wait for it. My point is that what Kenneth showed is that if you show that it works, that people will come on. That's why, for example, I support Obama. Not that I don't support him today. I do support him today. But I think that what Obama showed, if the government cannot compete with private companies, it will act by freedom, not by force. We'll end up in a place to
that. But, you know, I agree. I mean, sometimes you're going to have to start from what you can get and move forward and show that it works. But
let's go to
Andrew.
You want to go to Andrew or Andrew? Line one.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. No, I think you guys are having a great show, and I appreciate the commentary on, you know, cap and trade and healthcare. You know, I think, you know, as far as cap and trade, you know, a great column 2 weeks ago, maybe more than New York Times called it, but, you know, in the 60s, a lot of the environmental legislation started off very weak. Slowly built up each year until finally Nixon decided to outflank the Democrats in Congress and create the EPA, outflank them to the left. And I think healthcare, he's doing the best he can. He's sticking firm on public option. To me, that's going to be the make or break on whether or not he's a, quote, the real deal or a sellout. And it looks like he's going to go to the mat for that. And he's fighting against incredible vested interests. So, you know, don't get frustrated on that. I think we got to, you know, we still have a real shot at this, you know, especially looking at what the Senate Health Committee put out. I think something like that might be the most realistic shot. I think there's one place where he could have been, their administration could have done better than that. When they came in on the economic team, came in with the stimulus package, and came in with their forecast, they should have distinguished between a baseline forecast and what it would be without the stimulus. The baseline would be with the stimulus and what would be without the stimulus. And they should have given what they call a consensus forecast, which is what the private economists are putting out, and then a pessimistic forecast. And the problem now is that their pessimistic forecast, their baseline forecast calls for an 8% unemployment. We're already up to 9.5, 9.6. So now, echoing what Paul Krugman's been talking about, now the Republicans can attack the entire stimulus package when, in fact, the vast majority of it hasn't been spent. And what they should have done is put out a pessimistic forecast of what happens if the economy is taking much worse than we realize and much worse than what the consensus is forecasting. And then do a comparison of thin plus no stick. They should have given,
that's really, you know, giving the population the option of choosing, you know, of mentioned that there were some aspects of getting rid of the insurance companies that reminded him of the effort to get rid of slavery. And I think that he didn't quite hit it on the head. I mean, it seems to me it's like the slave trade, there was an industry existed to exploit a certain need of people. And the insurance companies play that role today. Getting rid of the insurance companies, they have nothing, but they do make a lot of money. And the slave trade was something in a similar position, and it was politically feasible to put it out of
business.
Slave trade. I'm not going to say
that.
The slave trade, I think, was set down around 1830.
Yeah, 1832.
And my other point is that everyone is concerned about the rising cost of health care, and I think people should realize that the reason that health care costs go up so fast is because insurance companies pay very high prices for medical procedures and supplies. If there was no insurance industry willing to pay exorbitant prices, then the rise in health care would just be that of inflation. It wouldn't be faster. If
Department of